Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more! Today, ESPN axes Trey Wingo. What the heck is going on at ESPN? After ESPN Radio ended its Golic and Wingo national morning radio show last month and replaced it with three rookies, and wow, they sound like it, longtime ESPN television and radio host Trey Wingo has now been tossed overboard by the network. Trey Wingo, age 56, has been with the network for about 22 years. Hal Chapman Wingo III, hence Trey, worked his way up to the big show by honing his television skills at several local television stations. After his final stop in St. Louis, Wingo received a battlefield promotion to come to Bristol, Connecticut, and the wonderful world of ESPN back in November 1997. The Greenwich, Connecticut native went to college in Waco, Texas, at Baylor. Trey Wingo graduated with a degree in communications and set forth on a path which led him to one of the most sought-after jobs in sports journalism at ESPN. According to his former bio with ESPN, the versatile Wingo initially covered arena football games. You know, you got to start somewhere, right? Tennis, women's basketball, golf, and of course the NFL. He eventually worked his way into a coveted position as a studio host for the network's popular SportsCenter daily highlight show. Trey Wingo had reached the sports pinnacle. He was tabbed to host ESPN's NFL Live daily football show back in 2003, and he did that show for 15 years all the way to 2018. Then, when ESPN's Mike Greenberg decided to bolt from nearly 20 years of doing the successful Mike and Mike radio show with former pro football player Mike Golic, ESPN handed over the co-hosting chores to Mr. Versatility, Trey Wingo, back in 2017. The Golic and Wingo radio show, heard on hundreds of radio affiliates around the U.S., was a solid morning show, but it lacked a little of the unpredictability of Greenberg's willingness to challenge Mike Golic from time to time. Though Trey Wingo's studio host personality was geared more toward tossing setups to Mike Golic to opine about, the radio show was reliably informative and timely. Wingo even hosted the 2020 NFL Draft for ESPN literally all by himself this spring. In an impressive feat, the talented Trey Wingo was the lone host in the ESPN studios for the annual spring football event. With COVID-19 causing other co-hosts and reporters and contributors to work remotely during the three-day football telecast, Wingo held his poise while having to know about each player being drafted and then receiving constant instruction from producers and directors into his earpiece as he introduced contributors and rolled the graphics on the players being drafted. It was an impressive feat over those 3 days this spring. So where did all this loyalty to the network get Trey Wingo? According to several sources, Trey Wingo has been let go by the network this week. Earlier this summer, ESPN announced that the three-year Golic and Wingo radio show was being replaced by the opinionated former NFL wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson, former Duke basketball star Jason Williams, and ESPN studio host Zubin Mehenti. Based on the shows which I've listened to thus far, they should have titled the new show Woke Up, as ESPN Radio's new morning show has moved even further to the left than Golic and Wingo had been listing. It's too early to determine if the ratings will improve, though I have my doubts, but we will wait for the initial results to come in. Meanwhile, Trey Wingo remained under contract to ESPN through the remainder of 2020. With the NFL season upon us soon, you would have thought that the network's most familiar face would be involved. Nope. Wingo was recently replaced by the former Miss Florida 2012, Laura Rutledge, on his NFL Live show. Now, though she is a very well-prepared broadcaster and much prettier than Wingo, this smacks of being both an economy move and also a generational shift. Trey Wingo and Mike Golic are both in their late 50s. In addition to probably being relatively expensive to keep, the network apparently has decided that it doesn't care if it appeals to older males anymore. ESPN has been hemorrhaging ratings for the past several years after the network, both the television and radio side, have consistently moved further and further to the political left of the spectrum by embracing one side of national social issues. And by alienating half of the nation politically, The revenues for ESPN have also dropped significantly. Thus, the newly progressive sports network has now shifted both its radio and television lineups to younger and lower-paid talent. The former giant of network sports television, ESPN has continued to self-destruct by making more and more questionable business decisions. For example, ESPN Radio is comprised primarily of AM radio signals in small, medium, and large radio markets around the country. If you want to have some fun, ask somebody under the age of 35 how many times they've ever listened to AM radio. You're likely to receive a very funny look. AM radio's dominance ended during the late 1970s as music stations gravitated to the FM band and grabbed the majority of listeners for the very first time. But with the advent of national talk radio on the AM dial, for example, Rush Limbaugh in the 1980s, AM radio has managed to preserve a diminished share of the overall radio market. By the 1990s, sports talk radio started to evolve and grabbed a piece of the AM dial. At that time, most AM radio listeners were baby boomers, ranging from 35 to 55 years of age. 20 years later, those same baby boomer listeners are now 55 to 75 years old. Now, that age demographic has traditionally been shunned by both radio and television stations, as there's a perception that older adults generally do not buy as many goods and services as younger people do. Now, while that is generally true, the sheer number of baby boomers with more disposable income and a willingness to spend it has also changed the game, too. Ignore that demographic, like ESPN is doing, at your own risk. Hundreds of AM affiliates of ESPN Radio around this country are about to find out soon. In this COVID year of 2020, it seems to be yet another highly questionable business decision. For every older AM radio listener that ESPN will now lose to their new woke weekday lineup, there will not be a corresponding younger replacement listener willing to make the jump to AM radio to catch their shows. The ratings are bound to drop in those radio markets. Now, lower ratings for ESPN Radio will mean less local revenue for many of their local affiliates. And less advertising revenue at those stations will mean that those stations are likely to drop ESPN Radio as their primary source of programming because they want to make more money. Fewer ESPN Radio affiliates will then mean that ESPN Radio will not be able to charge as much money to their national advertisers as there will be fewer local radio stations and thus fewer population centers carrying ESPN's national programming. Got it? In 2020, ESPN Radio's revamped daily lineup shows that the company has little regard for their AM radio affiliates and especially their older listener demographics. It would appear that, if you have gray in your hair, ESPN doesn't want you there. So goodbye, Trey Wingo. You came to ESPN at the company's zenith, enjoyed much success, and now the floundering sports media entity has just rewarded 22 years of your loyalty by handing you your walking papers. In this goofy year of 2020, what else would you expect? I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.